Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Bourque. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Lum. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Perez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Carl Morton. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lum juggles the ball. That's an error on Lum. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards the mound. Morton catches it and throws to first to double up Munday. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Rudolph and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garr scores. Evans moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans moves to third. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. Lum moves to third. It's 2-0, Braves. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lum scores. Baker moves to second. It's 3-0, Braves. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bork moves to second. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a line drive towards third. Evans catches it and throws to second to double up Bork. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. Oates hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. Rudolph drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Evans out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aaron moves to second. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bork strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton bunts towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-2 in the game. Oates hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fanzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Braves. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudolph hits a fly ball into center field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gar. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooten hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-2 in the game. Munday hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday who is chasing the ball. Garr reaches third base with a triple. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aaron is walked intentionally. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lum hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bourque settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. One out. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bourque hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aaron. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Rudolph moves to third. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooten hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom House now pitching. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Rick Monday. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is walked intentionally. Gene Heiser pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Rudolph scores. Kessinger moves to third. Heiser moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. Heiser tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bourque hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gar. Bourque reaches second base with a double. Heiser scores. Beckert goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Cubs. Jim Panther now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron throws the ball into Lum, who tags Cardinal trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bourque scores. It's 9-3, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing center field. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-3 in the game. Oates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bourque fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Gar, for the double play. two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fanzone strikes out. 1 out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bork settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lum hits a line drive towards third. Fanzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooten hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Horner now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hooten moves to second. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bork hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lum scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bork for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez strikes out. 1 out. Sonny Jackson pinch hits for Joe Horner. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oates for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Atlanta Braves, 3. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.